Shabbos Perek Yud Mishnah Hey 10:5. Hamotzi Kikar L'Rishus HaRab M'chayev. If a person transfers a loaf of bread to the Rishus HaRab, he'll be chayev. That's Pashit. The Chiddush is Hotziu Shnayim. If two people carry that bread together, Peturim. Since both did the Malacha together, they'll both be exempt. The reason for that exempt from bringing a Korban Chatos. The reason for that is because the Pasuk which talks about the Chiyuv, the obligation to bring a Korban Chatos, refers to an individual in a number of times. It says, ve'im nefesh achas techta bishkaga, if a person does a chet bishkaga and a shogeg, inadvertently vying the malacha, or the, whatever the isser is in Shabbos, it's bichay v'chatas, ba'asosa, in doing it, that particular malacha, meaning one person doing it, achas me'mitzvos Hashem, one of the mitzvos of Hashem. So the Pasuk refers to nefesh, a single person, achas, a single time, ba'asosa, a single doing. And therefore, there are three places to make drashas. One of the drashas here are going to be that it's shnaim sha'asu. If two people do it together, then they'll both be pater from the obligation to bring a chatas. And I see one person who does it by himself. Now, if lo yachol echad lahotzi, if one person by himself is not able to take out this loaf of bread, so then v'hotziyuhu shnaim, and two people do it together, then chayavim, then they'll both be obligated to bring korban chatas. Meaning, according to the Tanakhama here, if two people worked in concert and they do something which each person by himself could not do it, so then both will be chayav. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says, no, even then, there's no such thing as two people working together to be chayav. Even if it's something that could not be done unless you have two people working together. Rabbi Shimon holds that one of the three times that the pasuk I just read to you refers to a single act of a single person means to exclude even the scenario here. The Tanakhama holds that one of the three drashas that are available for learning out from is teaching something else altogether, unrelated to that topic. I don't want to get into it now. And therefore, you'll be chayev. Okay, in this case over here, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, meaning shnaim sha'asu, if two people will work in concert to do a malacha, where neither one could do it by himself, but together they could do it, then both will be chayav achatas. Okay, now a new point here. Hamotzi achlin pachos mekashir bakli. If a person transports in a container food, where the amount of food inside the container is not the requisite amount for which one would be chayav for hotza. So we learned already that for most types of food, back in the 7th parak, the obligation is if you transfer a grogeris, a dried figs amount of food. So if a person did half a grogeris of food, he'd be pater. Now what happens if the case of our Mishnah here is, you're transferring this, let's say this half a dried fig or whatever the food is in that quantity, inside a Tupperware container. So if that's the case, even though you're transferring a Tupperware container and half a dried fig, even so, pater. Afalakli, the person who does the transferring will be pater from a korban chatas, even both for the fact that he didn't bring the requisite amount of the food, but also even for the tupperware that the food is inside of. Shehakli tefelalo, because the container is considered to be subordinate tafel to the food. That is to say, he's not transferring a container, he's transferring food, and the way he transfers the food is inside the container. So the container is subordinate to it, and therefore if the thing that he's transferring, the food itself, is not of the requisite amount, then he'll be potter. That assumes, of course, that he has no need and no purpose for transferring the Tupperware other than for transferring the food. But if, let's say, a person needed two things, needed half a grogeris of food, and he also wanted a Tupperware to do some other packing of something, so then he'll be chayav, of course, in the Tupperware. The Tupperware is not subordinate to the food if he's transferring both of them in and of themselves for their own purposes. Es a chayav mita. Now, if you have a person, a chay here means a living person, and he's lying on a bed, and someone transfers, or even two people, it's a two-person job, according to that shita, which is the halacha, transfers the person lying on the bed, patur afalamita. Similarly, the person doing the transfer will be patur both for transferring the human being, for carrying that person, as well as the bed on which he's lying. Here again, the bed is functioning as the Tupperware, and the reason why you're not chay for the person to which the bed is subordinate, is that we have a principle that a chai noses atzmo, that a living person is considered to participate in the transferring of himself. And the reason for that is because when a person is alive, he shifts his weight to assist the person who's carrying him so it can make it easier for him to carry. Certainly anybody who's carried a child up the stairs knows if the kid puts his head close to the shoulder, then it's easy to carry the child up, and the kid leans back, then it becomes very difficult. So the point is that by shifting his weight, the person being carried also participates in carrying himself. And that being the case, it's like we said before in the Mishnah, he is doing part of the carrying, and that being the case, the rule is chai nosas atzmo, the person alive is doing part of the carrying when he's being carried, and therefore the person doing the carrying will be pater because he doesn't do the whole melacha by himself. In contrast, if you would have a person who isn't alive, so then es hames b'mita, if the person in the bed is a corpse, so then chayev, the person doing the carrying will be liable because the corpse, of course, does not carry itself, and therefore he's transferring something single-handedly, and he'll be chayev. V'chein kazayas min hames, the same will be true if you're transferring not a whole corpse, but just even a kazayas, an olive's amount of flesh of a human person, u'kazayas min hanavela, or olive's amount of the carcass of a dead animal, u'v'chadasha min hasheretz, or if you're transferring even a lentil's amount of the flesh of a dead sheretz. The sheretz here is referring to the shmona shratzim specifically, those eight categories of creepy crawly creatures that convey tumah when they're dead by maga. In all those cases, chayev, the person doing the transfer will be chayev. The point of the Mishnah here is that you're transferring something significant. It's significant in as much as the halacha says that these are the thresholds at which these different types of tumah convey their tumah, meaning if you have less than a kazayas of a mace, or less than a kazayas of an avela, or less than a kadasha of sheretz, so then it would not convey tumah, and therefore it's not considered halachically significant. But if it has this amount, it is halachically significant, and therefore you're chayav for transferring. But Rabbi Shimon poter, Rabbi Shimon says no you're not, Rabbi Shimon says you're still exempt. Now the reason why, this is a very fundamental machlokus that pervades Masechet Shabbos, and really even beyond Masechet Shabbos in some ways, but Rabbi Shimon holds that a malacha trinsich legufa, that if a person does a malacha, that he doesn't need the malacha for its own purpose, then he'll be pater. What does that mean? So when you do a malacha, really the sort of what I would refer as the, you know, a difference, or we can consider both the substance and the form of the malacha. The form of the malacha, in this case here, is hotza. We are transferring objects from Rosh Hashanah Yachad to Rosh Hashanah Ram. That's called the hotza, and that's the form of the malacha. And here you're definitely doing that. No denying the fact that you're taking this corpse or piece of a corpse and you're transferring it from Rosh Hashanah Yachad to Rosh Hashanah Ram. So definitely you've ticked the box of doing the form of the malacha. And Rabbi Yehuda says, in the Tanakhama, who's Rabbi Yehuda, says that's sufficient to be chayv. Rabbi Shimon says, if you're not also achieving the substance, the content, the purpose of the malacha, then it'll be pater. So when it comes to hotza, when one transfers an object, what's he doing? He's seeking to achieve something. Namely, he has an object in domain A, and he wants it into domain B, and therefore he'll do the transference from A to B to achieve the fact of what he wants, of having this object now in domain B. That is not the case in our Mishnah. The Mishnah here is assuming that the person doing the transferring has no need for the dead body in domain B, or the piece of dead animal. What the person doing the transferring is simply he doesn't want this source of tumah in his home. He wants it anywhere but here. He's coming to redress some kind of problem. And therefore, he doesn't actually care to achieve the end of transferring the corpse or the piece of the corpse to domain B. He simply just wants it out of A. And that being the case, he's not achieving the normal use of hotzah, the normal guf, the essence of hotzah, which is to achieve the end of getting something from where it is now to where he wants it to be. He doesn't care where it is. He just wants to remove the problem. And that being the case, says Rabbi Shimon, he'll be pater. Now, as far as the halacha goes, it's a machlokas if malacha shein tzrich legufa is chayev in the Rishonim. Most Rishonim learn that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that a malacha shein tzrich legufa is already pater. It's aser. Everybody says that. It's forbidden to do, but once pater for being a chatas, meaning it's not an Isra d'oraisa, it's just a derabanan because it lacks the melech's machshevas angle. The Bar Tanura rules that the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, and he goes with the minority of Rishonim. However, I guess Rov Poskim, like I said, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, and that's important, of course. La halacha lamaisa. Okay, very good.